Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on abstinence, on being satisfied with a little and not getting too involved in amassing the things of this world. Yesterday we did the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was walking with Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was such that mountain of Uhud was in front, walking on the stony path between the two mountain passes. You'll find Medina got on one end and the other end on the extreme right, extreme left, depending on which direction you're going. But there's one area known as Harra. Harra is that lava land or the stony path. So they were walking on this path, and in front of them was the mountain of Uhud. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it wouldn't please me that I had this whole mountain, Mount of Uhud, in dinars, and I kept it for 3 days. Except, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, except that I spent on his right, spent on his left, spent behind him, and I just kept that much only that will allow me to pay my debts off. In other words, this desire to hoard was not there at all with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Anything he had, he would desire that he would spend it. We explained that the pious, this is how they would think, that stagnant water, it builds up bacteria, it attracts mosquitoes, it attracts dirt. But water that is flowing, that water is clean, that water is pure. So they would look at their wealth like that. How my wealth can be flowing all the time? I don't want to amass and keep it stagnant. I want my money to move. I want it to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to spend in this avenue. I want to look for that avenue. I want to see how I can utilize my money in different avenues. This is how they would think. And because they used to keep it flowing, Allah ta'ala used to also keep their money flowing. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll do one short hadith and another hadith, the second hadith, also short hadith. But this one got to do a lot with the hadith that we did yesterday. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, لو كان لي مثل أحد ذهبا لسرني ألا ممر علي ثلاث ليال وعندي منه شيء إلا شيء أرصده لدين متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I had gold equal to Mount Uhud, it would not please me that any of it remains with me for 3 days, except that an amount which I could pay off debts. So this part here, لَسَرَّنِي أَلَّا تَمُرُّ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُ لَيَالٍ وَعِنْدِي مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ إِلَّا شَيْءٌ أَرْصُدُهُ لِدَيْنٍ, except an amount which I could pay off debts. Now can you imagine? Even that amount to pay off debts is still going to go. So the desire to keep wasn't there at all. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I would want everything, the whole mountain if I had it, I would want to spend it. And our thinking and our desire is what? If I got one mountain, I need another mountain. If I got another mountain, I need another mountain. Is we just want to pile up and pile up and pile up wealth all the time. But it was the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam how he could spend. Here again we explain that there is no harm in a person saving. Actually, our pious, they would encourage us to save. Save that amount that we will need, and we don't need to turn to anybody. But this continuous desire of to just pile up and not to spend, this is not becoming of a believer at all, of a Muslim at all. It's not becoming. And all the time he wants, first million becomes second, second becomes third becomes fourth. And for what? Just to amass, for no real reason. So therefore, what it means, a person he saves is good, that when he needs it, he doesn't turn to anybody. But simultaneously, at the same time, a person is not greedy and desirous just to amass and amass and amass. And what happens? Nothing really happens with the money after that. He doesn't benefit from it many times, and many times nobody else benefits, except when he passes away, the heirs get it. Now they get it for free. He doesn't realize what effort this person made to save that money. And now they take it, and within months or days, that amounts that he saved are all bust up. What was the use of him saving? If he spent in the path of Allah, the day his eyes closed, he would have seen that wealth. So therefore, an intelligent person, like how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, looks for avenues and he spends with the hope that this is my investment for the akhirat. Today's hadith, وَعَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أُنْذُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا تَنْذُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. وفي رواية البخاري إذا نظر أحدكم إلى فضل عليه في المال والخلق فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْهُ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this hadith is teaching us one principle. It's such a nice principle. We apply it anywhere, it will help to bring contentment in the heart. But it's teaching us this principle is that what you should do to bring contentment in the heart. In other words, what you should look at, which circle you should move in, so that you get contentment in your heart. A very simple recipe, but a very, very effective recipe. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look at those who are below you and do not look at those who are above you. Those who are below, this is talking about as far as the world is concerned. That look at those that are financially lower than you, don't look at those that are financially above you. Those that have more beauty as far as the world is concerned, more wealth, more investments, more properties, don't look at these type of people. Look at those that are poorer than you, that are less fortunate than you, that are more sickly than you, that have less strength than you, less health than you. Look at these type of people, then you make shukr to Allah for what you've got, what I've got. But if you look at what those that are better than us, that are more handsome, more prettier, more stronger than us, better health, etc., and better wealth, better financial situation, then what will happen? Continuously we'll have this ingratitude in our heart. How nice I could be like that. How nice I could be. So simple thing is just to look at the poor, be with the poor, then a person will appreciate. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that look at those who are below you and do not look at those who are above you. That will be more likely to prevent you from being ungrateful for Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's bounties on you. And in Bukhari Sharif, the wording is slightly different. When any of you sees someone who has been given more than him in wealth and physical appearance, he should look at someone who is below him. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh, in his Ihya ul-Ulum, he mentions the incident of Aun ibn Abdullah, radiallahu, rahmatullah alayh, and he said, this is what his statement was, that I would frequent the gatherings of the wealthy, but I was filled with sadness because others wore better clothes and rode better conveyances than me. He says, I then began to frequent the gatherings of the poor, and I was relieved of my sadness when I noticed that they possessed less than me. This was his personal, Aun ibn Abdullah was a famous, great person, personality. He would report ahadith, etc. So he is giving his personal encounter, that when I would go and visit and be with the wealthy, I would be full of sadness. And then I just changed the circle that I was moving in, the circles that I would meet, etc. I started moving with those that were less fortunate, and immediately I felt nice, I feel good. So this is a very effective, powerful recipe for a person to get contentment and happiness in his life. In this world, we always want to move in the circles of the rich, but that is a recipe for sadness. If a person has to meet, there's no problem meeting, etc. But let his friends and his company be such that are generally the less fortunate, and he'll appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given him. In fact, this was a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ahyini miskina, wa mitni miskina, wa ahshurni yawm al-qiyamati ma'a zumurat al-masakin. That, oh Allah, allow me to live in this world with the poor people. Allow me to pass away amongst the poor people, and allow me to be raised up on the day of Qiyamah with the jamaat of the poor people. There's hikmah, the great hikmah in this. Person, when he's with the poor also, then he learns one very important quality of making shukr. Otherwise, when a person is going to move in that circle, he'll always think that, oh, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, and he'll always feel saddened about it. Subhanallah, bihamdi, la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.